Time for this week's Tall Grass Apparel, Engaging with the Enemy. Joining us on the line this week for Engaging with the Enemy is former rider, S.A. Marabre. S.A., thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, I want to go back to free agency and your decision to sign with Calgary. First off, tell us about your decision to sign there.
What do you want to know, really?
Well, did the Riders offer you a contract at all?
Yeah, there was talk between myself and the Riders for a good duration of the offseason.
And then what was it that made Calgary kind of leap ahead and for you to sign there?
I mean, there was a lot of things that we can't really talk about right now. But there was a negotiation process. Unfortunately, we didn't come to an agreement mutually. So come free agency day, Calgary offered something that I was more aligned to what I was looking for. And, we got it done.
S.A., what was your favorite part about playing in Saskatchewan?
Definitely the fan base. Besides the beautiful landscape of Regina itself, the fans are second to none, I want to say, in any sport. Just the love that was generated from them, the passion. They stuck through it. Like, I was there for 2016 and 2017, and the 2016 season, as everybody can remember, was pretty rough for the Riders, and it was honestly just the greatest thing I've ever experienced. Like, just the support and love that we got from them day in and day out through the 5-13 season, just until last season with me, for me at least. The passion, support, and love was just great there.
Now, you've had the opportunity to spend some time in Calgary. What's your favorite part so far about playing in Calgary?
The community feel. It's very similar to what I felt in Saskatchewan. It's a little bit of a bigger city. So we're a little more spread out here. But the people of the Midwest definitely appreciate the hospitality that comes with them and the friendliness.
Now, looking ahead to this week's game, do you find anything special about coming back to Regina and playing against some of your former teammates?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Even just aside from that point, this is going to be our first Western Division opponent, and couldn't ask for a better test than the Saskatchewan Roughriders. You know, they play well at home, and obviously since I was there and 2 seasons, playing against my old teammates is definitely going to be fun. And we played them in the preseason, but now it's going to be worth just a little bit more.
Is there any particular player you're looking forward to going up against?
Definitely the guys that I went up against for the past, when I played there for the past 2 seasons. The O-line, obviously. Anybody else I see on special teams, you know, I'm not going to knock their block off, but they'll definitely get a little hello and welcome.
So who do you think is going to be talking the most out on the field?
Who specifically? To me, or you mean in general?
Yeah, give us both.
Okay, in general, I definitely know Micah Johnson's going to have a lot to say. who would talk the most to me? Dan Clark. 100% Dan Clark.
That's an interesting one. Dan Clark. Why Dan Clark? Because we really don't hear a lot about him in the media.
Oh, no. The relationship that I have with Dan Clark is something special. So, you know, anytime we get to go against each other, there's always some talking, always back and forth between myself and him. So,
now, what kept you busy through this offseason, other than obviously the contract negotiations? Was there anything else that you did throughout the offseason?
I did take a trip back home to Nigeria, back to my roots. I was there for a week and a half with my mom and my sister.
Now, what was that like? What did you do there?
It was amazing. I got to experience, 40, 50-plus degree weather. And obviously just being around family again, because I've been there before. I went in, the year 2000. So 18 years ago, I was there. And obviously since then, there's been a lot of growing that has been done and new additions to the family. So it was great to see all my new cousins, all the cousins I've had, I saw before, my aunts, uncles. I got to see my grandfather. Yeah, it was just an amazing trip. Just being on the other side of the world is, it's always good to kind of get away from the everyday grind of football and training and just your regular life in North America, you know?
Are you going to be making a return trip there in the future anytime soon?
Yes, I 100% plan to.
Now, 40 or 50 degree weather, you were saying, just, I mean, for a guy like you, how hot is that? Like, I can barely do like 20 degrees myself.
Man, let me tell you. So I would wake up sweating, walk around all day long sweating, go to sleep sweating, and it would just be a repeat cycle. So you're sweating all day long.
It's a good way to keep trim and lean, hey?
Yeah, that definitely helps with getting leaner in the off season.
Well, SA, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this week. We really do appreciate it, and we want to wish you good luck this week, but not too much luck as we are Rider fans.
All right, thank you so much. It was a great honor to be on here again. I appreciate you guys.